T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And good morning. Welcome to another edition of Nature Notes with our naturalist friend Jim Gilbert, brought to us by Cardinal Corner and By the Yard Patio Furniture. We'll talk to Jim in just a moment. I want to talk a little bit about my friends Lee and Pam at their beautiful store for nature lovers. It's called Cardinal Corner. Hope you check it out sometime. Pam and Lee say bird migration, as you know, has begun. Doesn't matter where you live. All you need to attract birds is water, food, and a place to nest. Cardinal Corner has birdhouses for chickadees, nuthatches, house wrens, bluebirds, purple martins, wood ducks, so many neat things. And they have, again, I tell you every week, the freshest bird seed you're going to find anywhere. And they have a monthly newsletter, really fun stuff in there, all kinds of tips and stories. All you have to do is subscribe online at cardinalcorner.com. Lee and Pam are in West St. Paul, Butler in South Robert. Amy happens to be at the Newport Center. You can call them. Always like to chat with you. 651-455-6556. Or visit them, as I said, online, cardinalcorner.com. You will find that Cardinal Corner really is more than just a bird seed store. Good morning, Jim Gilbert. 41 degrees on this Sunday morning.
41. All right. Just got 39 here. A little cooler. And clear, and we got southerly winds about 10 miles an hour, and I'm on the northwest side of Lake Waconia at our home, about 30 miles west of downtown Minneapolis. And, you know, it's actually warm enough to have the windows open a crack, so I can hear the Canada geese honking, morning doves calling, eastern bluebirds singing. What a beautiful Sunday morning.
And boy, was that moon beautiful this morning.
Oh, you saw it.
Oh, yes.
Oh, you did. Yes, and the moon set this morning at 6:19, rises again tonight at 7:58, and it is a full moon.
Yeah, just great.
Oh, wow. So today in the Twin Cities area, we have 14 hours, 11 minutes of daylight at sunrise, 6:05, sunset, 8:16, so 14 hours, 11 minutes of daylight. We're gaining close to 3 minutes of daylight each day. We've gained 21 minutes of daylight since last Sunday. And as of today, 5 hours and 24 minutes is the total amount of daylight gain since December 21st, the winter solstice. We still have 1 hour and 25 minutes of daylight to gain by June 21st, the summer solstice here in the northern hemisphere. The normal high for day, 64. Normal low, 43. Records for today, April 29th in the Twin Cities. Pretty surprising. High, 92.
Wow.
Set in 1952. Low, though, is only 22, set in 1958. And on this date, Danny, it snowed 6.6 inches on the Twin Cities, and that was 1984.
Wow. Oh, let's hope that doesn't happen again for a while.
You know, don't be surprised by strong winds today. That was forecasted, you know, maybe 30 miles an hour the south or so. Because statistically, April is the windiest month of the year in Minnesota. Every year, waves of severe thunderstorms sweep across Minnesota, resulting in violent winds, large hail, flash flooding, and lightning strikes. Consider purchasing a NOAA weather radio that will wake you up in the middle of the night if severe storms are blowing through. Always remember, when the thunder roars, head indoors. More people are killed by lightning than by tornadoes. It always makes me feel so bad when I see somebody out on a golf course or a baseball game going on and maybe just a neighborhood baseball game going on. They just want to finish the inning, and there's lightning nearby. Don't take the chance. This past Friday was Arbor Day, and this year marks the 146th anniversary of the first Arbor Day, which was started by J. Sterling Morton in Nebraska in 1872. The Latin word arbor means tree, so Arbor Day is always now the last Friday in April as a special day set aside for people to learn about trees and plant trees in their communities and to reflect on the importance of conservation, promoting the value of trees in our lives and renewing our commitment to tree planting and the care of trees. Doesn't do any much good to plant a tree if you don't take care of it. Arbor Day is celebrated in all 50 states and in Canadian provinces. In addition, the whole month of May is considered Arbor Month in the state of Minnesota. It's important to remember that each tree should be chosen carefully for the planting site and cared for, and then this tree will grow and prosper to shelter wildlife, generate oxygen, control air pollution, provide shade, help prevent soil erosion. And when we plant a tree, we give to the world a new source of beauty, and we celebrate our hope for the future. This past Friday, Sandy and I attended Arbor Day and the 45th anniversary celebration of Linnaeus Arboretum in St. Peter at Gustavus Adolphus College. We did see that the Minnesota River water was over its banks, so we saw it out in the floodplain. But there are also many other spring happenings in St. Peter and on the campus at Gustavus. Lawns were greening, and I noticed this also in the greater Twin Cities area. But plus, green grasses are seen now along highways and other roads and along and on sunny hillsides. We heard the western chorus frogs calling from wetlands in the Linnaeus Arboretum. They sound like metallic clickers. 13-line ground squirrels are out and about. Crocuses and glory of the snow is blooming in gardens. Brenda Kelly, who serves as college provost, mentioned to me that the first lake iris began blooming in her yard Thursday, April 26th. American robins hunt on lawns. I've been seeing that St. Peter and all over parts of southern Minnesota that I've been in the last couple of days. Newly migrating chipping sparrows are vocal. Lauren Burkle and James Brown observed a farmer just outside of St. Peter planting small grain. That was on Friday. On this past Thursday, Gus and Bev Gustafson from St. Peter went out to the nearby Kasota Prairie and found the passflower in full bloom. Now, passflower is the first prairie wildflower to bloom each year. The first woodland wildflower to bloom is sharp-toed topatica, and it's been flowering in southern Minnesota forests for several days. Now, this week, many people in southern Minnesota will be listening for house wrens. And in their backyard, you know, coming right into their backyard, starting to sing. Some people have sugar water feeders out and ready for the first ruby-throated hummingbirds that will probably be arriving, you know, very soon. And some people have grape jelly, orange halves, and sugar water out and ready for Baltimore Orioles. We expect the first house wrens, ruby-throated hummingbirds, Baltimore Orioles, rose-breasted grosbeaks to migrate right into our area in CCO land or greater Twin Cities area close to May 1st each year. Always look forward to that. Little report on ice out. Last Sunday, I said that the first Minnesota Lake ice out for this year took place on April 20th. That was Lake Pepin at Lake City and Goodhue and Wabasha counties. Now there are quite a few more Minnesota ice outs to report. I'll just do a few. On Wednesday the 25th, the ice covers left Lake Bronson way up in northwestern Minnesota in Kitson County in Lake Bronson State Park. That was the 25th. Also on the 25th, the eggs went out of Zumbro Lake near Orinoco. That's in Olmsted and Wabasha counties. People A from the Minnesota State Climatology Office reports that Spoon Lake in Ramsey County and Maplewood, and Lake Hiawatha in Minneapolis, and Loon Lake in Waseca all lost their ice covers on this past Friday the 27th. Also on Friday the 27th was ice out for Ferry Lake. That's in Ottertail County between Frazee and Burgess. That's according to Don Hommie. Wells Lake at Faribault had ice out on April 27th, Friday, according to Tom and Lisa Bovers. If there are listeners who would like to report a lake ice out, be sure to record the first date when at least 90% of the lake is ice-free. Include the name of the lake, the nearest town or city, the lake or the county that the lake is located in, and send this to the Minnesota State Climatology Office. Now, their website is pretty easy. It goes climate, like C-L-I-M-A-T-E, .umn for University of Minnesota, .edu. So that's climate.umn.edu. And I'll repeat that next week and the week after, maybe the week after, so that people that have this can report this to People A and the others at the Minnesota State Climatology Office, and then it becomes part of the permanent records.
Oh, so speaking of which, Jim, a text came in a bit ago for you. It said, after the last 2 days and looking this morning, there should be complete ice out on Saunders Lake today in Mound, Minnetrista area.
Saunders. Like,
yeah.
Okay, I'll look it up. I don't know where it is. I'm not familiar, but I'm writing it down.
And the tester also says there are swans on Saunders Lake this morning.
So yeah, there. those would be the tundras, trumpeter swans.
Ah, okay, sure. Very good.
See, talking about like that, Gary Gray reports from Gladstone Lake in Crow Wing County near Nisswa, the ospreys returned April 13th. The owls returned within 5 days of that date. And this has gone on like for, you know, close to 20 years. Ice on the lake has turned dark, but there's some open water in the north end of the lake, enough for the first common loons to land and three trumpeter swans. As the saying goes, ice out, loons in. And so in the case of Gladstone Lake, the loons are back, but there, you know, there's not a lot of room for them yet because the ice has not left yet, but it'll leave in the next, I don't know, certainly within the next week. Mary Brislance from Lutzen reports, this coming Friday, May 4th, Superior National Golf Course will be open with 9 holes. They have 27 holes, but they're opening up 9 holes. And now this is the next part of this. And Lutzen Mountain Ski Area will be open for the weekend. So if you would like to ski and golf, you can do it all in a day at Lutzen next weekend. Isn't that amazing? She said she got to do this a few years ago. She was playing golf, and she'd look up on those high hills and see the skiers and the boarders up there.
That was the same, Jim. I was looking at a text. It was complete opposite of what we're talking about, ice out. It says here, if I can find it, oh, this comes from Chautauqua, Wisconsin. 6 fishermen still ice fishing yesterday on Prairie Lake in front of our house yesterday in Chautauqua, Wisconsin.
Well, I hope they had safety gear with them.
Yes, I agree.
Boy, don't. See, the thing is like some of the people around here told me, yeah, there's still, you know, 15 inches of ice, like on Lake Waconia, but it's rotting.
Yes.
You just don't take chances. Mary Brislance also notes that the first black bear of the year arrived at their feeding station looking healthy. This is just yesterday. And the first ever wild turkey came to the feeding station starting 3 days ago. She said that common loons can be seen out on Lake Superior if you're by the Cascade Lodge area or Cascade State Park. Look out in that area, out on Lake Superior. You'll see the loons out there. They're waiting for the inland lakes to open up.
Aha. Say, Jim, we had the chance on a beautiful sunny day to drive down 169. We saw a lot of that flooding area of the Minnesota like you did. We're talking about St. Peter, but we had a fun time at By the Yard. They had a huge crowd there, I guess.
Did they came to see the furniture, and did they try the hot dogs?
I know we did. Had we been there longer, we'd have probably tried more than one. But they had a great day at By the Yard. And, you know, it's not too early to start thinking about going to Lake if you happen to have a home there, or sitting on the beach watching the kids play, hot sand under your feet. Well, Jim and I love this patio furniture, whether you have a lake home or a home in the city. Jim, you've kept your furniture like we have. You just leave it outside year in and year out.
All winter, and now it looks really nice.
Still looks new. They come in all styles. I know I was mentioning Adirondack chairs. Some folks say, "Oh, I can get in them, but I can't get out of them." Well, they have a new kind that are a little shallower. They're easier to get in and out of, and you can mix and match and all of that stuff with their 9 classy, earthy colors. They even have engraving. We haven't done that. But you could have a his and hers, or maybe the name of your cabin or something on your furniture. But Jim and I urge you to check it out. As I said, it's an easy drive down 169. Beautiful showroom. Or if you want to just get on the web and check it out there, bytheyard.net. But a lot of folks call after Jim's show and request a catalog. Let me give you the number to do that. 952-492-2777 or bytheyard.net. Great stuff.
Oh, yes, we sure enjoy ours.
Indeed. Well, we've got about 3 minutes to go, Jim.
Okay. Seeing his first year, Morning Cloak Butterfly, this director, Keith Radel from Faribault, saw that on Monday the 21st. He reports that brown leaves that had persisted on their pin oak tree since the last growing season fell off this past Thursday and Friday. Swelling buds pushed them off. Here these leaves have been flopping on the tree all during the winter. On the 26th, Keith reports quite a few eastern bluebirds had returned. Julie Brophy from Victoria reports seeing her first year painted turtle up on a log on the edge of Kelser Pond. You know, there's open water around the edge of the pond, ring of open water. So this turtle came up on a log and was sunning itself early Thursday afternoon, the 26th. And by later in the afternoon, 3 more painted turtles were up sunning on logs. From Journey North, we learned that by this past Thursday, migrating ruby-throated hummingbirds had pushed north into Iowa. On Thursday the 26th, Tom Bovers from Faribault saw his first year bank swallows. He saw barn and cliff swallows earlier in the week. Tom and Lisa report, these are Bovers again from Faribault, first bloodwort blooming Friday, and yesterday, first white trout lily blooming. Yesterday, I walked in the University of Minnesota Landscape Arboretum for a few hours with Kathy and Brent Harms and Chris and Daryl Olson. We saw many signs of spring, including the first flowers open on the forsythia shrubs, Vernal Witch Hazel blooming, pussy willows in bloom in the wetlands, and woodland wildflowers such as snow trillium, sharp-lobed hepatica, and bloodroot. And Diane and Dave Hearing from Waterville finished a very successful maple syruping season, and finished up, everything quit running, trees quit running, they finished up April 22nd, that was last Sunday. And that was the same true for Donna Mary Summers from Summers, Cogan, Sugarbush, and Minnetarista. Report a very good year, but it ended last weekend. I don't know if we have time for any more or not, but
we've got about 30 seconds.
Okay, Rand Marlene Simon from Northfield report. First tree swallows last Sunday, first eastern towhee on the 23rd, yellow-bellied sapsucker the same day. Marlene saw the first brown thrasher. That would have been just yesterday. Oh, I'm missing so many things, but that's the gist of it. Oh, Donna France. She's from, has a of Waconia, it's called At the Farm. She says, rhubarb is up. She's got over 200 plants. Rhubarb is up in the gardens out of ways, but just a couple of inches. And she says, it's time to take the mulch off the garlic. Now, you plant garlic in the fall, and she says the garlic's up a couple of inches, so take the mulch off.
And somebody wants to know, where do loons go during the winter?
Oh, to the Gulf Coast.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they go salt water. Isn't that amazing?
It is. Now, I want to alert our listeners that that we're heading to Sonoma this week as our Good Neighbor tour to Sonoma. And Steve Thompson will be joining you, Jim, next Sunday morning for the show.
Oh, well, have a safe trip. And boy, those people are going to enjoy that.
Oh, it's a fun, fun time. Well, in the meantime, yeah, Steve will take good care of you, as you know. And we'll talk to you 2 weeks from today. How's that?
Look forward to it.
All right. Thank you, Jim.
Yeah.
Have a good week.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
We will. Thank you. Bye for now.
Jim Gilbert back with Nation Notes with Steve next Sunday here on 830 WCCO.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.